All right, call our meeting back to order. We've got our sheriff here that wanted to comment on the COPS grant, I assume.
Yeah, I got in just on the very tail end of the internet part of that a while ago. But as far as the maintenance fees go, I did bring that to you all's attention some time ago that there was going to be increased maintenance fees. We had a short meeting about that. Nobody seemed too interested in it, and it was dropped at that point. They said, well, you guys said, well, we got maintenance fees now, we'll have maintenance fees then. But they are there. We was very aware that there was going to be increased maintenance fees, and the maintenance fees cannot be paid through the grant.
Okay.
That is one thing that the grants will not pay is maintenance fees. So
I think I remember you saying that before.
Well, I knew we had a discussion on it, Jimmy, and I just I thought it was the first pitch with Sean Barnwell was that there was, you know, it wasn't of any cost to the county. Because now the maintenance fees, do they pertain to, because this has the city of Branson, Forsyth, Taney County, do the others share in the maintenance fees?
Yes, the maintenance fees are broke out for each department according to what modules they have with the CODI system. We'll have a bigger share of maintenance fees because we're also going to have the jail, which none of them have, that we'll have civil processing, which they don't have, and several other different things that we're required to have that municipalities will not have. We'll also have a CAD system on ours, which, you know, like Forsyth and some of those won't have because they don't have dispatching. So it's broke out individually as to what our annual maintenance costs are going to be. And I would have to go back and look at the contract to see what ours is. I want to say it's somewhere around $45,000, $50,000, but
45.
Like that.
Yeah, it's 45. Yeah.
Do you have they don't like for me to use the term slush fund, but do you have a funding mechanism as some of the other departments to take care of any of that?
We have some. We have a lot of other office stuff that comes out of that.
Is it equipment line or technology line, or do you know, is that the way you get it for, as I say?
No, we've got one that we get funds from serving civil papers from. We also have one that we that can be used for the support of the concealed carry permits.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, thanks for coming up and clearing that up, because there was conversation about it, and I guess you heard us on the internet, but there was conversation about it, and I thought that Sean had sold it, pitched this to us on no cost to the county, but it may have been no cost for the grant writing or something like that. I'd have to look back. But anyway, I'm glad you came up and clarified that. If there's anything, any part of it that you can help us with, I'm sure that would be a...
Yeah, that was my concern, because it was going to be a considerable increase in the maintenance fees, and it's going to be a continual deal, you know,
right,
from year to year.
Right. All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thanks, Sheriff. All right. Ready to go into executive?
Yep. Motion to go to executive for, I'm trying to hear, per section 610.021, 22, and 23, litigation, real estate, and personnel.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
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 And that was roll call for whoever heard that.